joined by my friend, former Congressman Bob Barr, who also, not everybody knows this, prior to being elected to Congress, he was a federal prosecutor appointed by President Reagan. So, Bob, I think that's important to put out there in the context of the conversation, because I want to get a feel for exactly where we are with this. Obviously, there's the political implication. Those who support Donald Trump are very angry that this invasion happened. Those who don't like Donald Trump are hoping they're going to go get him. But let's start with people talking about an unprecedented nature of the FBI raiding the personal residence of a former president. Is this that significant of something that has not happened before?
Well, thank you, Mike. And you mentioned my role as a former U.S. attorney under Presidents Reagan and Bush 1. And I have to tell you, of all the jobs I've had during my lifetime, including the honor of serving in the Congress, the best job I ever had was being a Reagan-appointed U.S. attorney. It was a tremendous job. With regard to your question, my view is this, and I may be in a minority on this. To me, the problem here is not that the FBI executed a search warrant on the residence of a former president. A former president, if he did something that was unlawful while he is an ex-president, he is no more above the law than you or I would be. The problem is the warrant that they appeared to serve, and we haven't seen it yet, I've heard reports on it, does not, to me, appear to nearly rise to the level to warrant such a search. You can call it a raid or whatever, but it was the execution of a search warrant. If, in fact, the search warrant were premised on very significant evidence of criminal activity or very significant evidence of sensitive national security information, that would be one thing. But it is appearing that this was simply a move predicated by the head of the National Archives, who was an ultra-liberal guy, to get back records that weren't getting back to him fast enough. And if that's the case, then this was not warranted, and the way it was carried out was ridiculous. It appears that the FBI wanted to keep it low key. So what do? They send out 30 agents. They have the Mar-a-Lago surrounded by police vehicles, officers with automatic weapons. You know, they might have put a big flashing neon sign out front, raid being conducted. It was poorly executed, and if, in fact, all that there is just National Archives records that the National Archives wants back, then there was no reason for it whatsoever. It could have been done in far different ways.
Okay, and Bob, let me follow up that real quick, because I like that you focused on the warrant being kind of the crux of all this. The folks with Donald Trump's legal team are expected to file something today asking that the warrant be unsealed. My understanding is, and you're the attorney, but my understanding is if there is a search warrant executed on you, something on your person, on your property, that you are given a copy of that search warrant. If that's the case, wouldn't Donald Trump be allowed to simply say, here's a copy of it, I scanned it, look at it for yourself?
No, there's a technical difference here, Mike. As soon as a search warrant is executed, the agents executing it are required to leave a search warrant return, which lists everything that they've taken. They are to leave that with the person whose residence or premises were searched, or to place it on the door, for example, if nobody is there. An individual is not entitled to the search warrant itself, but simply the return, which lists everything that was taken so that they know and can, in fact, then bring a legal action if things were taken that were improperly taken. His lawyers are doing what they should do, and that is to go to the court to ask the court to unseal it. Oftentimes, a court will not do that if the search warrant was executed as part of an ongoing criminal investigation, because they don't want to prejudice that ongoing investigation. In this case, if, in fact, the search warrant was solely premised on getting back information, then there shouldn't be any real reason to not release it. If, on the other hand, the search warrant contains allegations and agent statements that relate to an ongoing criminal investigation, then a court probably would not unseal it yet.
Good morning, Bob. Keith Pfeiffer here. We're now getting reports, kind of, I guess, more unsubstantiated reports from sources at the DOJ that suggest that the final call to pull the trigger on this was under FBI Director Wray, as opposed to Merrick Garland. What is the normal process for this kind of thing? I think a lot of us laymen on the outside don't really understand how this could have happened, essentially.
It would be very unusual for the decision to execute a search warrant to go all the way up to the Attorney General. But in this case, because of the nature of it being an ex-president, I find it hard to believe that the decision was not made at the highest levels of the Justice Department, unless the highest levels of the Justice Department don't want to have the blame placed on them and want to point their finger at Christopher Wray. So there may be a sort of internal finger pointing going on here. If, in fact, this was a decision made solely by the director of the FBI, it fits into a pattern, I think, of bad decisions that Chris Wray has made. And I don't like to say that because I know him. I like him. He's he was a good prosecutor. He was in Atlanta, where I'm from, after I was U.S. attorney. But he really seems to have been captured by the deep state up there. This was appears not to have been a good decision all around, unless there's something more to that search warrant that we don't know yet.
Good morning, Bob. This is Ken. We've heard for the last 6 years or so that, you know, we've got him. The left is saying, we've got Trump now. We've got him now, and they never do. But in this situation, what do you think the odds are that they have something that they can actually charge him and convict him and put him in jail for?
I think the chances are very low. There could be something out of the January 6th committee that would be a blockbuster. But congressional committees don't have a good record on keeping that sort of thing quiet. So I haven't seen anything that would tie directly back to the president of a nature that would give rise to criminal charges. But here again, there could be something in that search warrant that leads back to an obstruction charge, for example. Let's say that the subcommittee uncovered evidence that the president had communications with individuals right before the January 6th disturbance that indicated that he was directly involved in urging them to go up there and do what they did and so forth. You know, that could be significant. Or if, in fact, the president, they have evidence that the president was obstructing justice by talking to or encouraging witnesses to amend their testimony, that could be significant. But I would be surprised if that's the case.
All right, Bob, one quick question here. I mean, as far as I think a lot of there's a void that people are filling in as far as what's happening with the fallout of this. Is there a risk that we are getting to a place in this country where political opponents can be targeted by law enforcement? And so we're weaponizing law enforcement with the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS. We've seen this happen in the past, but we thought of it as an aberration. Are we getting closer to a point where we could resemble, you know, Eastern European countries, where if you are a dissident, if you are the opposition party, you're in more danger of being clubbed by the actual structures of government and law enforcement?
I worry about that. I don't think we're anywhere near the situation in Soviet East Germany with the Stasi. But I worry a great deal that we are moving in the direction of federal law enforcement becoming very partisan and very politicized. That was certainly not the case back in the 80s and early 90s when I served as a U.S. attorney. This is a very dangerous road.
All right, Bob Barr, you can find more at bobbarr.org. Look up Liberty Guard as well. Hey, Bob, I always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much.
My pleasure entirely, Mike.
All right. Once again, former U.S. Congressman and former federal attorney, federal prosecuting attorney Bob Barr as well.
That last remark is what bothers me.
Is that which one?
The one that they're getting weaponized.
Yes.
We're worried, and he's legitimately worried, yeah. And so am I.
And Bob is a very even keel personality.
Yes.
I mean, I've known Bob a long time. He used to be my boss. I used to work for him. Good information there. I am fascinated that, I'm fascinated that it actually turns out that Donald Trump probably does not have a copy of the actual warrant
yeah.
that was signed off by a judge.
Right.
Wow.